to you by Puffin.
Rockstar Detectives, written and read by me, Adam Hills. For Beatrice and Maisie, my own Charlie and George. Part 1, Amsterdam. Chapter 1. Day 1, 6:30 p.m, Leidseplein Theatre, Amsterdam.
Thank you, Amsterdam, and good night!
Charlie Parker bounded off stage with a grin from ear to ear. While most 12-year-olds dreamed of being rock stars, Charlie was living it. She had just performed to around 300 fans and some of their parents in a beautiful Dutch theatre, and as she flopped onto a couch backstage, she could still hear the cheers bouncing down the hallway. That went well. Charlie smiled at her best friend George, who was half hidden behind his camera. Are you going to follow me everywhere with that thing? She asked, pretending not to enjoy the attention. How about a message for your Dutch fans? Prompted George as he started filming. Charlie tried to remember how to pronounce the Dutch for thank you. Dank je wel, she said carefully, blowing a kiss for good measure. Great, replied George. Now let's go and meet them. At least let me have a drink first, cried Charlie in mock exasperation. She picked up a bottle of sparkling water that was waiting for her on the table next to the couch, with a bowl of trail mix and some bananas. She twisted the cap, and a torrent of fizzing water spurted, sprayed, and spouted all over her, the couch, and the floor. The bottle had looked innocent enough when it was sitting on the table, but it had apparently been transported to the theatre by a donkey trotting on cobblestones. Charlie stared down at the bottle and her hands, then up at the droplets of water now falling from her fringe. Actually, she said softly to the camera, I might have to dry myself off before I do anything. Charlie and George burst into a gale of laughter, in much the same way as the bottle had just exploded with an outpouring of bubbles. When they managed to catch their breath again, George stopped filming and lowered the camera. Well, he said, if that doesn't go viral, I don't understand the internet. He posted the video online while Charlie looked around the dressing room for a towel, strands of her jet black hair, with a purple streak, now plastered to her forehead. Unable to find one, Charlie wiped her face on the only thing that was handy, the jacket belonging to her manager and promoter, Sam Mullane. That's my best jacket, exclaimed Sam, walking in at exactly that moment. He grabbed it and put it on, grimacing at the wet patch Charlie had left on the sleeve. I wish I'd filmed that, said George. I'm glad you didn't. Sam frowned. A small bleeping noise came from the camera, signalling that the video had uploaded. Done, said George. I titled it Charlie's Bubble Trouble. Sam glanced at George, then Charlie, then the puddle on the floor, and for a second he looked as though it all may have been his fault, as if maybe, just maybe, he had forgotten to buy snacks and drinks for Charlie before the show and had run to a nearby shop and back while Charlie was on stage, shaking the bottle and causing it to erupt the moment it was opened. At least, that's what it looked like to Charlie. Come on then, said Sam. There's a foyer full of fans to meet. Charlie, George and Sam made their way along the corridor and through the door to the foyer, where they were met by a throng of excited young fans. It was an orderly throng, though, a throng in a neat straight line. Charlie had been warned that Dutch audiences were particularly polite. During the show, she'd noticed that they were quiet through each song, no interrupting whoops or whistles, but would burst into rapturous applause when each song ended. Maybe that's what the sparkling water was doing, Charlie thought, bottling it all up until the end of the show, then exploding. One by one, the fans came forward, introduced themselves, and asked for a selfie. Charlie obliged and made sure to say something positive to everyone who approached, like, I like your earrings, Kimo, or thank you for your Instagram post, Malu. She knew how much a kind word from your favourite star could mean. Of course, wherever Charlie went, George was sure to follow, usually with his camera in hand. He perched in the corner of the foyer, filming at just the right distance to capture everything without making Charlie's fans feel intimidated. As the queue came to an end, Sam appeared at Charlie's shoulder. Don't forget we've got that interview with Radio KCAC for the US tour, he said. We can do it backstage. Oh yes, exclaimed Charlie. I nearly forgot. Although she had already posed with everyone who wanted a photo, there were still a few fans lingering in the foyer to catch one last glimpse of her. Charlie Parker, the girl who had recently rocketed to stardom. Thanks everyone, Charlie smiled. I hope to see you all again. As the group smiled and waved, one lone voice cut through. Thank you for coming to Amsterdam. It seems you made quite a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?